Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Right now, there is not a supply shortage. We are preparing for multiple possible contingencies because that's our job.
The agencies across the government have acted quickly to mitigate any impact on our fuel supply.
We have an interagency process that was stood up this weekend and is meeting. I'm not going to get ahead of those options. And at this point in time, I would just reiterate, we don't see a supply issue.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
House Republicans are plotting the demotion of a Republican member for the crime of repeating the truth.
That is something to be admired, standing up for the truth. That's something I know her father wouldn't have done. So right now, I'm kind of a fan of Liz Cheney.
That's the best endorsement I've heard since Mickey Mantle for Maypole.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Remember, the state seems still mostly closed down. You know, you can't you can't stay more than 90 minutes in a restaurant. I think we're back up to 10 people at a table now. But, you know, it's singing indoors has only been legal for about 36 hours or so. So today, however, they announced, and this is something you're not going to see too much on the local news tonight because it's not good news for the local newscasts. There were zero deaths from COVID today. All the anchors are wearing black armbands. This means we're going to actually have to go out and find some real news to report rather than report them changing all the numbers every day. Zero deaths. What are they gonna do? What are they gonna talk about? They haven't had reported any real news for over a year on local TV news. Soaring caseload, spiking mutant variants. Oh, the horror. Now they have zero deaths. What will they do? I feel like Carl Malden. Don't leave home without it. The COVID panic porn card. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show if you'd like to join us here. The stock market was way down today with the announcements or the increasing gas supply shortage. Excuse me, not supply. It's a supply crunch. A supply crunch. It's an opportunity, right? All right, 844-500-4242. We held Dennis over, and let's see what he has to say. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Howie. I love the show. You're killing me. It's a riot. I got a bit of a story for you, Howie. First off, I have a friend who's a Greensboro, North Carolina police officer, and he stopped by today, and he drives a diesel dually. And he told me he went into a highway, off the highway, fuel stop.
Yeah.
And he said they had a 30-gallon limit, and that was even for big rigs. The other thing I wanted to mention, what I actually called for, I have a friend who's lives in Houston. He's Brazilian. Him and his wife, they flew to Dallas 2 days ago to go back to Brazil to visit his parents. And they spent 2 days in a hotel taking Ubers back and forth to the airport, and jumping through hoops, and they finally just gave up. So he decided he was going to they were going to drive up to Richmond, Virginia, and visit his cousin. He spent 2 days there and went to the Outer Banks, and now he's heading to my house over here in Snow Camp, North Carolina. And I guess he doesn't follow the news. And he texted me and said, he should be pulling in my driveway any minute. This is earlier this afternoon. And he said every gas station he went by, there was big, long lines, so he doesn't know if he's going to be able to make it back to, Houston.
Good Lord.
You know, what's going to happen? Yeah. I can imagine there's a lot of deeper stories going on than what,
yeah,
you know,
no, I know,
a little inconvenience than we have.
Yeah, no, I think it'll just the problem is going to spread, too, if they don't get this thing resolved very quickly. And I don't, the thing is too, the majority of people now haven't been through this. The majority, they've either forgotten it or they were too young or they don't remember what this kind of situation is like. And it's just, I mean, it's not World War II or anything like that, but it's just not a pleasant time. And, you know, you get used to being, it's one of these things. It's who the hell wants to worry about finding a place to fill up your car with gasoline? My God. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Dennis. And I hope you get some gas. Captain Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Captain Bob.
Yeah, Howie, two things I want to say. You know, the nuclear Navy has been running around since the 50s. Thank God we have a Navy that is not dependent on regular fossil fuel.
Right.
For most of the large ships. And then the other, and by the way, my father-in-law was a nuclear engineer. He used to go to France and consult with their nuclear power plants over there. That's where they got most of their energy in France, is nuclear
right.
power. So, I mean,
well, they still,
so
I think
far.
They still do, Captain Bob. They, you know, Germany has tried to go green, and guess what's happened? Now they're forced to buy nuclear energy from France because they can't produce enough green energy. I mean, that's what's such a crock about all this stuff. You know, they keep talking, we're going to go all green and all renewable by 2035. And they're the same thing Biden is saying it. Charlie Parker's bust out administration is saying it. It's just not going to be possible, you know?
You were talking about productivity in the 30s and the 40s. I'll tell you a quick story. My father was a foreman at the Fall River Shipyard during World War II, building DEs. He said they used to turn out one destroyer escort from the keel to the launch in 28 days. I'd like to see that happen.
Oh, no. That would never, never, ever happen. Thanks for the call, Captain Bob. 844-500-4242. Roberta, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Roberta.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm here.
Hi. Yep, okay. So I wanted to comment on that embarrassing ad from the CIA.
Yes.
In the late 60s, I was a graduate student and was invited to apply for a position with the CIA. It was a very well-regarded agency at that time, so I took the bait. They flew me to Washington for 3 full days of interviews, which included not only tests of my knowledge, but meeting with a psychologist at length, and it culminated in a lie detector test. And when I finished, they said, you'll hear from us. 1 year later, after they had interviewed my former neighbors where I grew up,
right,
my professors from undergraduate and graduate school, they even interviewed my boyfriend, who I subsequently married. They knew more about me than I did, and they offered me the position. I ultimately decided to turn it down because they made it very clear that you could never say anything about your work, about the agency, as they used to call it, outside of work. And I just decided that my personality.
You mean so you couldn't go out, you couldn't pose for the cover photo on Vanity Fair like Valerie Plame did, you know, the secret agent? My cover was compromised by Scooter Libby and Dick Cheney. That's why I have to pose for the cover of Vanity Fair while I'm riding in a $60,000 sports car with my nails done and a beautiful scarf and a new hairdo. I don't know. I mean, the CIA, I guess, has done some good things, you know, with these drones killing al-Baghdadi and, you know, taking out, you know, Osama bin Laden 10 years ago. But, I mean, how many people are actually doing the real work of the CIA, and how many are curating special collections that challenge expectations and that are proud Latinx mothers or whatever the first one was? Thanks for the call, Roberta. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Howie. I remember the gas crisis I had just had my license for the first time, and I used to be assigned by my mother to go sit in the gas lines on my off days, by my license plate, my on days of my life, because I was in high, you know, a senior in high school,
right?
You know, and I remember those days very well. And then you know, even when you get up to the front of the line, you just be like, "Well, we're out now," you know.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. You were just keeping your fingers crossed. You might have been there 3 hours, and you got up there, and they didn't have any gas. You know, it was really bad. And the other thing, someone texted me earlier and said I had this old gas guzzler. He was 20 years old in 1980, and he said, "I had this old gas guzzler, and it was breaking me, so I decided I better get a new car with it, got better gas mileage." And then I saw that under Jimmy Carter, the interest rate was 18.5%. So, I mean, they got you coming and going. And this was also the days before the barcodes. So you would go into the supermarket, and the prices would be going up so fast that on the top of the label, like you picked up a can of green beans, it would look like there was a little mountain on the top of the can where they'd put in, like, every week it would go up. It would go up from, you know, 42 to 45 to 48 to 50. And at that point, you know, well, people told me I never would do something like this, but, you know, if you don't cut your fingernails for a while, you can kind of peel back 2-3 weeks of price increases. At least you could at the Stop and Shop in Union Square in Somerville, which was where my friend shopped. All right, 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls on the gas crisis. We want to hear from people who are in these states that are affected. I have a feeling this is coming our way unless something happens. 339 says this gas crisis is a good excuse to reopen the Keystone Pipeline. Yeah, how about rehiring some of those 10,000 plus workers who lost really good jobs? Not these fake jobs that Biden is talking about, but these are real jobs that produce real products that people need.
They're too busy learning how to code.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Howie Carr returns after this.
He regretted to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
These kids do not need to be wearing these masks, okay? I'm sorry, they don't. We need to be able to let them be kids and let them act normally, and that's what should be the case in the fall throughout the school year.
That's a Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. 844-500-4242. Put your car and home insurance to the test with Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance. That means a better price for the same coverage. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who did you believe today at the Senate hearing, Dr. Anthony Fauci or Dr. Rand Paul?
Dr. Rand Paul.
98% say Rand Paul.
All right. 844-500-4242. WRAL Channel 5 in Raleigh used to be a very conservative station. When they went off the air at midnight, they played Dixie. That's how conservative they were. That's when Jesse Helms was running the station before he became the senator. Now they're just another pablum-puking liberal local TV news outlet. 919 says, the dutifully liberal WRAL is calling the gas shortage an NC gas distribution challenge. State-run media at its very best. Oh, good Lord. 781, now millennials and liberals can experience inflation. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, exactly. 844-500-4242. Let's see, what else have we got here? So much for those fuel reserves they keep lying about. Yeah, I know. Where are they? Let's break them out and pop the cork. Let's see here. Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hi, we miss you in the free state of Florida. I live in Pensacola, and you had an earlier caller that called about friends in Destin that were visiting and were going home early.
Yeah.
We've had the lines in Pensacola today and yesterday, too, but it's not a supply problem. The problem here on the Florida Panhandle is that our terminal was shut down because they were in violation of federal regulations. They were given till May 1st to correct them, and they didn't, so they shut down the terminal.
Oh, God. So you got no gas in Pensacola, is what you're saying, or shortages of gas?
Well, we haven't had to sit in line, but there have been very long lines, but they're supposed to have it rectified by Friday.
Oh, that's good. I hope everything gets resolved here. And again, everybody's paranoid about Florida. You know, it's like they would love to punish Florida in some way for being a free state and a successful state. 508, just talked to my daughter, lives outside Atlanta. They heard on the news on Sunday the media warning people not to go out and top off. So, of course, they immediately went out and filled up along with the entire neighborhood. Of course. The local gas station at the Kroger is dried up and the surrounding stations as well. Here's a guy who's stuck in Florida with my F-250 that gets 13 miles per gallon. I may have to stay here a while, laughing out loud. So sad, no Massachusetts for another few weeks. At least it's getting a little warmer here. What can I say? That's the only thing I can say. But it's still, again, zero deaths today. And Charlie Parr, this is no time to let up. We have to maintain our vigilance. Don't you know? By the way, we would like to thank Kowloon. It's Boston's premier Asian dining experience in Saugus on Route 1 North. They brought in a great spread today. The Wong family is great. Did you have a good time, guys? Was that great food? The Kowloon is number one Chinese food in Boston area. Thank you to Stanley Wong and the whole Wong family for bringing in the food. We appreciate it. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie, 919 here. Hey, I'm retired from up there, Massachusetts, Somerville. And, my little side job down here is driving a doctor, believe it or not, to rehabs, checking on the people with COVID. But we got gas easy this morning. On the way back, out of gas. People that do have gas, they're fighting in the lines. I mean, it's just like the 70s all over again, you know. And you got pickle nose. I got home, turned on WRAL. Pickle Nose is on there with the helicopter in the air, and he says, if you see no lines at the gas station, that means there's no gas.
you know, though, that Paul, they don't care because it's great ratings, right? I mean, it's like having a blizzard, you know, I mean, or a shark attack. Why else would you turn on a stupid local news channel to watch, you know, a fire or a wreck? In Raleigh on I-85. I mean, you wouldn't do that. But this is something that really affects people. You know, it's kind of like the early days of COVID when they were scaring the hell out of people. Now this is a way. This is what local news is specializes in, is scaring the bleep out of people. That's why Biff Buffington has been such a great success as a weatherman for all these many years. 844-500-4242. I'll read you a story when we come back from Breitbart. Gas lines return as woke deep state fails to stop cyber attack. This is a rant. That's what we need, is a rant. Maybe he can read it from Chopper 5 as they hover over a gas station. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
508 says, do millennials know the car needs to be shifted to neutral in order to push it to the pump? Welcome to 1976, kids. I gave an interview for a podcast yesterday to some guys that are doing something about a former IRS agent, later went to work for the Boston mob doing their tax returns and giving them financial advice. They wanted me to tell some stories about the Flemmies, and I told them a story about how Jimmy Fleming once killed a guy in a car on Columbus Avenue, right at Mass Ave. And at Mass Ave is the break between the old District 2, which is uh, which is Roxbury on the south, and the South End on the District 4 in the old days on the north. So they Steve Fleming said that make this go away. So the two cops from District 4 put the car in neutral and then pushed it across Mass Ave into District 2, into Roxbury. So it became an unsolved murder. I don't know why I said that, because I just assumed everybody would know you had to put it in neutral to push the car. But you know what? Probably some kids today don't even know that. 844-201. I have to break out the old leisure suit, put the Bee Gees on the radio, and sit in a gas line. I know we're laughing now because we're not in North Carolina or South Carolina. It'll be coming our way soon, if it's like any other thing. Never let a crisis go to waste, says 413. That's Rahm Emanuel's line. And 401 Texas Johnny says, what is this gas shortage you speak of? Hey, it'll come to you too. Limerick guy, this crisis is the perfect excuse for this anti-American administration to reach their dream of $5 a gallon. That's from the Limerick guy. And someone says gas is the new toilet paper. I know. All right. And this is the best one, the best recent text. 774, at least in the 1970s, we had great music and cool cars. All we have now are gas lines and high prices. I know. .508, just drove past school in Marlboro, Mass. It's sunny and nice out, and there's a kid's baseball game in the schoolyard. Every kid is masked to the hilt. I drove by one of those in Wellesley over the weekend, and you're right, all the kids were wearing masks. And then I went down a little bit on Route 16, and there were the tennis courts, and they weren't wearing masks. But I thought to myself, see, you know, when you got all the kids there and the parents, there's going to be a Karen or two, right? And they're going to rat you out. Whereas you're playing doubles tennis. You got four people. You can find four people who aren't Karens. I mean, you don't know for sure, but you can pretty much count on not being ratted out if you're playing tennis. But not if you're one of those games, those little league games. 844-500-4242. So this is John Nulty on Breitbart. Gas lines return as woke deep state fails to stop cyber attack. Welcome to Jimmy Carter 2.0, to an America saddled with a failed president and a failed deep state whose minions worry about everything except what actually matters. The bleeping FBI and the bleeping CIA have one bleeping job, and that's to protect our way of life, period. Or as the Dems now say, full stop. And the fastest way to unravel our way of life, the most effective, deadly, and destructive way, is to interrupt the free flow of oil. Therefore, outside of physical threats to American persons and property, the FBI and the CIA should be focused almost exclusively on ensuring the energy that keeps our way of life alive is not interrupted. Well, once again, these feckless deep staters have failed. Instead of being focused on stopping a very successful cyber attack on a crucial oil pipeline, these useless idiots have been focused on using the correct pronouns. He doesn't even have the new commercial. He's just got the old commercial. The buzzword is intersectionality. Here's what the woke CIA has been focused on these days. And on top of orchestrating a coup against former President Trump, it looks as though the FBI has been focused on the same. The very last thing these institutions charged with protecting our way of life should be worried about is any of this racist and divisive social justice garbage. It not only wastes their limited resources on nonsense, it skews institutional priorities to where damaging the American way of life sounds like a good thing, like cosmic justice, like a way to teach our evil country a lesson, a way to right wrongs. Other than oxygen and sunlight, oil is the most important natural resource in the world. Without it, we have nothing. No light, no food, no working hospitals, no heat, no air conditioning, and no way to make a living. And when the price of oil and gas increases, it affects the price of everything else because oil is necessary to manufacture and transport everything. And who do you think these prices hurt most? It surely isn't the Hunter Bidens of the world. No, it's the working poor who are brutalized. That's why that guy, the Undersecretary of Climate Change, he wanted to go after the working class people to break their will, to screw them to the wall. this attack is without question only one of two things. If from a foreign government, it is an act of war. If it came from an individual or group not affiliated with a government, it is an act of terrorism. There must be consequences, but with Biden, the CIA and FBI are so focused on using the correct pronouns and hunting down anyone photographed in D.C. on January 6th, I have zero faith anything will be done to discourage further attacks. Again, this is John Nolte at Breitbart. I also believe the ongoing fecklessness from Biden, the CIA, and the FBI invited this attack. These things didn't happen under Trump because the world knew Trump was not screwing around or worried about pronouns. He was dedicated to protecting our way of life and ensuring America was energy independent. But along comes Slow Joe, and what we get is this kind of weakness and appeasement that openly encourages this kind of aggression. And as will always be the case, it is our country's most vulnerable who suffer the brunt of it. You know, another thing, do you realize that, they've still got people locked up from January 6th who basically are charged with trespassing. They've been in custody for 4 months now. Do you realize that horse Medina Spirit, he's gotten more due process than the people at the Capitol on January 6th. It's true. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
You guys get the timeline long. The Bee Gees went popular when the gas lines. I worked at the Merrick Gas Station on Route 1. It was 73, 74. I was still in high school, I remember.
Right.
And it was odd and even plates to come.
But Jim, that was the first gas lines. The second gas lines, they came back in like 79, right? That's when the Bee Gees were like really running.
I don't remember though. There was a second one?
You must have been on Mars if you don't remember them. I remember the second batch as being a lot worse than the first batch, Jim.
Okay. I was okay. I don't remember.
He was busy looking at his lava lamp.
How do you know I have a lava lamp? Come on now.
You know what he's saying, Jim. You know what he's saying. You know, thanks for the call. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie, I remember those gas lines well because me and my brother were in his Ford Falcon, and we were in the gas line. We ran out of gas, so he told me, I'm staying with the car. You go save my place. And we were about 15 cars back at the time, and by the time I got like five cars back, just standing in between two cars, cars would drive by and they'd start swearing at me, thinking I'm like trying to like, you know, cut in line and stuff like that because we didn't have a gas can. And by the time I got up to the pump, the guy wanted to charge me $5 rental to use the gas can to take a gallon of gas back to my brother's car so he could get back in the line.
Thanks for sharing that, Tom. Back to the future. I was telling Grace earlier, I think I've told the story before, but there was a guy in Boston, and everybody was going crazy, like Tom was just saying. And so this guy, Glenn Heller, he owned he owned Beacon Hill Golf, right at the base of Beacon Hill, right around the corner from Mass General. And you remember this guy, Beacon Glenn Heller? He just said, "Well, I'm not going to worry about this BS, and you know, have people in line and screaming and yelling." So he just jacked the price up to like $5 or $6 a gallon, so you could get all the gas you wanted at Beacon Hill Golf, but it cost like twice as much as anywhere else. So I mean, people were going crazy just going by. So they said, "Howie, just go down and hang out with Glenn Heller all day and just see what happens." And you know, for a while, it's kind of humorous to have people call, you know, driving by and screaming and giving everybody the finger and all that. But then it wears on you after a while, because after you've been there some of them would come back around and they see you there. You know, I could be a reporter with a steno pad and, you know, one or two times, but they see you there the second time or the third time. They start screaming at you too. And I don't know how the guy did it. You know, he was just, hey, and every, you know, every 10 minutes somebody would pull in, and it wouldn't always be a rich guy, just somebody who couldn't take it anymore. Somebody who just, like, you know, had just lost his cool and just had to get some gas, or was about to, or was running dry. And I still remember that guy. Glenn Heller was his name. I wonder what happened to him. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us, you want to hear the Biden. You know, Biden is talking about how we'll have plenty of fuel and everything will be cool. But you know, when he was running for president, he was a social justice warrior. He was in on the Green New Deal with AOC and Mr. Frosty and the rest of them. This is Biden against fossil fuel. This is a super cut. Cut 18.
We are going to get rid of fossil fuels.
Well, like, what about, say, stopping fracking and stopping pipes?
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated.
I guarantee we're going to end fossil fuel,
A promise kept.
No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period. Ends, number one.
Three consecutive American presidents have enjoyed stints of explosive economic growth due to a boom in oil and natural gas production. As president, would you be willing to sacrifice some of that growth, even knowing potentially that it could displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers, in the interest of transitioning to that greener economy?
The answer is yes. The answer is yes.
Oh, my God. You know, he promised to get rid of fossil fuel, but I thought he said 2035. I didn't think he said Memorial Day. You know, maybe even before Memorial Day. 844-500-4242. You know, I assume they can get this thing worked out, but you know, like I said, I've seen this with the crappy radio company that I used to work for. Not that I worked for it when it happened twice, but I watched it. You know, I talked to the people, and they kept saying, "Oh, it'll be back in 2 days. It'll be back in 3 days." And it took weeks for it to come back, and they were shaken down for a goodly amount of money, and I don't know that they ever found out who did it. I think it was definitely foreigners, but maybe those pesky Russians did it. I don't know. That's who they're blaming for this one. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Howie, how are you?
Good.
Hey, you were telling me about the Heller story there with the gases. Do you remember the guy out by Boston University that was raising his prices during different times of the day? And one of the Boston TV stations went over there to do a live shot to find out why the guy was doing it. And he pulls out from his pocket a rate card from the different TV stations and said, "Well, why do you raise up prices for commercials?"
I don't remember this. This is great. That's a great story.
He burnt them right on the air live, and they couldn't do anything about it.
Thanks for the call, Peter. That's a great story. I should know that. I should know that guy. I should know who he is. 844-500-4242. The thing about the Beacon Hill Golf was, though, it's right on that rotary there, so people could go around slowly and get really angry as they saw that $5 a gallon price up there. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
How you doing, Howie? Listen, I was Glenn Heller's landlord.
Yeah,
the Gulf Station next to the Phillips drugstore.
Right, exactly. What was he? He was a weird guy, wasn't he? I mean, he wasn't a bad guy, but he was just a little different.
Skinny guy, scrawny, glasses, harmless. He used to say, "Harry, all right, he's all right." And so anyway, I owned the building he lived in.
Yeah.
And he was charging crazy prices for gas. And at the time, I owned a grocery store at the end of Charles Street, and I had trucks delivering food. We needed to have gas, and naturally I had carte blanche at the gas station because I was his landlord, so he had he had to take care of me, otherwise he'd be in trouble. But he raised the prices up $5-6 a gallon, and that was Glenn Heller. I don't know what he's doing now.
That's what I was going to ask you. Yeah, I was going to ask you what happened to the guy. I'd like to, I, you know what, I'd love to have him on the show to talk about the good old days. You know,
I'll do a research. I'll try to find them. You know the grocery store I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. I do. Give your number to the call screener, and or he'll give you my number or my email address, and see if you can get Glenn Heller. We'd love to have him on the show to talk about this. He could give people advice on how to handle this this Back to the Future crisis that we may or may not. And I'm hoping we're not facing it. Thanks for the call, Rocky. 844-500-4242. He was very, you know, he was very mellow, though, you know, when they'd yell and scream at him. He'd just say, you don't have to come in here. No one's forcing you to pay $6 a gallon. Move along if you don't want to. That would, of course, just make them even angrier. Baxter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead. Oh, we got a break. I'm sorry. We'll take a break. I forgot. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. We might be out of gas, but it's only for 2 weeks. We just want to flatten the curve. Then we'll have plenty. We'll have plenty of gas in 2 weeks. You know, this isn't forever, you know. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Howie, how are you?
Good.
The point of the cyber attack, what did it do? Screw up their billing? It didn't turn a valve off on that pipeline. Get a guy out there with a pencil. Have the same people pick up fuel every day and deliver it every day. Is this their issue? I mean, what did this cyber attack actually do?
I don't know, Jay. I don't know why. If I could do cyber attacks, I'd be doing them. You know, these guys are looking at a big payday, aren't they?
Yeah. All it did was free up their billing. I mean, tie up their billing, and they're all scared. They don't want to let any of the trucks in to fill up because they don't know if they're going to be able to charge him or not.
It's got to be worse than that, Jay. I mean, this is like spreading paralysis on like a quarter or a third of the country right now, isn't it?
The whole thing is, Howie, is a computer can't shut off a valve. It's a pipeline. It flows. So what exactly is causing the problem? We need to find out.
I think you're right. We do need to find out. All right, we're out of time today. Good luck. Don't panic. Don't hoard. Don't top off your tank, for goodness sake. I'm Howie Carr.